Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
As Mary and I welcome you back to the New York City area, and we roll right into destination spotlight number 92. The 417, or Queen City of the Ozarks, is where we're headed. Located in our 24th state that was admitted to the Union in 1821. If you haven't guessed our location already, well, it's Springfield, Missouri, folks. And we're sponsored exclusively by Travel Pro Luggage.
Whether it's an upcoming getaway, a summer road trip, or maybe you're back on the move for business, be better than ever with the best bag in hand. Robert and I travel with their Platinum Collection. Rudy likes the MaxLite series, and one of the most important items to ensure a successful trip is quality luggage.
We've been traveling with this luggage for at least 20 years now. It's already packed for our Let's Go America Tour Cape Cod. And Travel Pro Luggage, well, it's the choice of flight crew and frequent travelers as they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties. They're offering some terrific Mother's Day luggage specials at TravelPro.com, so make it a point to check them out in order your new luggage today. You'll also find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, it's Robert T. Springfield, Missouri is our focus for today's destination spotlight, and Tracy Kimberlin, CEO with their CVB, is holding for us on that show hotline, and here he is now.
Well, he is indeed, Mary. Tracy, hello. Thanks for joining Mary and me for today's destination spotlight.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for the invitation.
Nice to have you aboard with us today. So it was just over a month ago on our March 26th live broadcast, we featured your city. We had a live report as Bass Pro Shop was getting ready for their big 50th celebration. That location, frankly, and the adjacent Wonders of Wildlife Museum and Aquarium, I know they're big draws to the area. I've always felt from past visits, Tracy, Springfield, it's a great family area. Faith is also an important part of daily life there. Would you agree?
I would, yes. It's there's a very wholesome area. We're 35 miles from Branson, which has a national reputation for that. And Springfield is, you know, part of the Ozarks.
Yeah.
So speaking of the Ozarks, stunning, beautiful. And I think I do feel like every time I think of your area and when we visited in the past, it's the Ozarks that really get us. And I'm sure that's the case for many people. You've got 100 city parks. You've got nearly 150 miles of biking trails. Would you say that the great outdoors is one of your big calling cards?
The outdoors is one of the biggest assets that we've got here in Springfield. There's lakes and rivers, all kinds of hunting and fishing and trails, as you mentioned, in the area. We have four seasons of weather here. You know, if you don't like the weather today, it will change. The four seasons are frankly beautiful in the Ozarks, and the outdoors is a huge asset.
You know, something else that you have there. So last year when Mary and I were in Chicago, we went to the location where Route 66 starts. And then when we were out in California in November on the Let's Go America tour, we visited Santa Monica Pier where it ends. But if you really want to know about Route 66, it all began in Springfield, you know, as did America's very first drive-up windows started right there in your city as well. So how much of an impact, Tracy, does the Mother Road have on your tourism?
You know, it's very surprising. We our offices are located on St. Louis Street, which is part of old Route 66, and we operate an information center here at our offices. It is amazing the number of people that stop in our office that are traveling Route 66, and frankly, a very high percentage are foreign travelers from all over the world. It strikes me that often foreign travelers seem to know more about Route 66 than we do.
That says a lot.
I think that's often the case, unfortunately. Yeah. We don't explore our own, you know, backyard and our own country enough. Tracy, I think we could go arts and culture, restaurants, sports. You have all of that there in Springfield. But something that I want you to touch on that I think differentiates your area is all of the caves. I'm thinking of the Smolens Civil War Cave, fantastic caverns. Can you just share a little bit there about what visitors can experience?
Yes, Fantastic Caverns is one of the few ride-through caves in the country. You go through it on a Jeep drawn tram. Smolens Cave is a Civil War cave used during the Civil War. You know, both are good experiences. The Ozarks is full of caves, and there are several commercial caves that are open to the public, and two of those that you just mentioned. But there's also Marvel Cave down in Branson at Silver Dollar City. So we are known as the Cave State.
Yeah, you're absolutely. Mm-hmm. And many people, you know, we're talking obviously to, you're in Missouri, and they think, if they're baseball fans, are thinking St. Louis Cardinals, but you obviously have the Springfield Cardinals there, and that's a place, I forget the name of the field that we've been by there. It starts on
Hammond's Field.
Hammond's Field, that's what
Field.
It is, Hammond's
yeah.
Field. So they're a big part of your city for sure as well, and a great place to go enjoy some minor league baseball. But yeah, we've got about a minute left. And, you know, we always like to ask somebody when they join us on the Destination Spotlight series. You're talking the entire country right now, Tracy. So share with our audience something unique or different or surprising, perhaps, about Springfield that you think they'll find enticing and they'll want to come visit.
Well, the number one thing is Bass Pro Shops and Wonders of Wildlife. Again, it's about 1.5 million square feet under one roof. It's an absolutely amazing, one-of-a-kind attraction, and people come from all over the world to see it. But, you know, there are all kinds of other things in Springfield to see and do, too. One of the surprising things about Springfield is most people don't know that this is the hometown of Brad Pitt, and his family, as a matter of fact, still lives here.
Well, I learned something
today.
Two
reasons. There we are. Well, folks, listen, if you want to plan your own trip, you want to find out more information, the website, you can do it at very easy, springfieldmo.org, springfieldmo.org. Tracy, thank you very much for giving us a little bit of your time today. We hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks for spotlighting Springfield. Take care.
All right, well, I just hit the release on Tracy and Mary. Listen, between Springfield
and
Branson.
It's a great area. It's not far from Branson.
Yeah, there's so much going on.
A lot to do there.
Well, with that, we have now completed 92 in the series, folks. You can find all of the Destination Spotlights on our website, right under Destination Spotlight. And that's a wrap for hour one of the program this week. We still have another new hour straight ahead. After these messages, we're all going to be back as we kick off hour two with the NCF and get back to more of everything and anything in the world of travel with you. Stick around, everyone.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.